wait, and as it uncovers the problems, bring them back here to me, and I'll help you with them. Well, he may as well have said, step over there to the window, jump out, fly around the building clockwise twice, and come back in that window, and I'll help you. But let me tell you what, I left there with every intention of doing exactly that. You know, doctors all my life said, "Hell, all you have to do is want to," and I used to want to ask them, "I wish you'd show me somebody who wants to be like I am and weighs 300 pounds. You know, hell, nobody wants to be like this. If there's anything fun or funny about being fat, I never did find it, and I've had lots of experience. Anyway, I left there determined to go do that. I do remember, true story, on the way home, middle of the morning, I had a cheeseburger and a chocolate malt. So that lasted maybe 30 or 45 minutes. How many times over the years have I been sitting eating alone at night? I rarely ate compulsively in front of anybody else. I'm tempted to say never, but that's a strong word. How much time have I spent asking myself, A.G., why in the hell don't you quit? You're full. You've had enough. It's not good anymore. One of my favorite things to eat was Oreo cookies. If you don't like Oreo cookies, you are in trouble. You got a big problem. And the truth is, Oreo cookies are very good, but not the 33rd one, nor the 64th one. No, they're not very good. I had to dunk them because I can't eat that many of them dry. And of course, then I had to have Fritos or some salty, crisp snack to go along with them to kill the sweet before I got another one. And I kept eating them until they were all gone, and I never understood why. The only why I could figure out was the obvious why, and that is that everybody wanted to eat the way I wanted to eat, but all the normal-sized people had enough willpower not to do it. And that my problem was lack of willpower. I did ask myself why it was that I seemed to have the ability and the willpower and the drive to learn to do some fairly difficult things, and there are some of those I do pretty well. And how come was it I could do that and couldn't control the way I ate? And my answer was, I have a little willpower in those areas. I don't have any willpower in this area. Something I don't hear much about around the program, and it's a word, probably it's not a very nice word, but the word is vomit. And it's something I did a lot. I never vomited on purpose. Now, I don't know why that didn't occur to me, but I truly never thought of that. I'm sort of envious of the anorexics because they thought of that, and I didn't think of that. But I sure did vomit a lot because I ate to the point my system couldn't stand it. Spent a lot of nights sleeping on the bath mat in the bathroom so I didn't have to get up to go throw up again. And once I kindly got rid of all that stuff, it would occur to me, A.G., you not only threw up all that stuff you ate tonight, but you probably lost your supper too, and you better have a snack before you go to bed or you won't feel good in the morning. You know, is that sick or is that sick? I don't know whether it's sick or not, but I can tell you it's true. I tried the church, and don't misunderstand me, I'm not putting the church down. The church is where the great majority of the people in the world find and develop a relationship with God. But for me, somehow or other, it didn't work. They said, you get out of what you put into it. I was there every time the doors opened. I was a member of the governing board. I was chairman of the annual fund drive. I was a Sunday school teacher. And I've asked God on Sunday morning to please take this monkey off my back. And of course, before lunch, I'd be doing it again. I don't know why that didn't work for me, but that was not the solution for me. But it did have one benefit, and that is that